Take the lyric blackout albums. The sleeve notes swell into purple mirrors, refuse to reflect. Bodies move as if they were already ghosts. Lovers appear as ivy in hands and breath. The words climb toward a summit they cannot reach. The tunes remain stubbornly obedient to the generator's mean. No lift, no learned dissonance, no gear change that signals death. The writer splurges, the machine refuses to help. No fighting that repeats the mess, their refusal is the sovereignty.
Take the post-apocalypse vein! Entries that riff on literature and philosophy while behaving like trash. Sartre is lizard, Camus is crash, Lincoln is fairground ringmaster, Foucault is machine, the joke is blood, the blasphemy is cheerful, the learning is squandered as if it were small change.
This is not disrespect for knowledge. It is the potlatch of knowledge, capital spent for joy, not for return. Stuart Home would nod at this, his plagiarist manifestos and pulp satires treat originality as a superstition and theft as a right.
Audrey Sauce would not flinch, her page burns erotic charge in prose that refuses refinement and refuses permission. Bill Day Torset brings a feral clarity to scenes that seem too raw for a lesson. The writing wastes and finds a strength, beauty in the act.
This is the family resemblance that matters. Writers who accept excess as a duty, who strip the craft of its alibis, who risk shame without the shield of theory.
Take the money, sweet! Drag me for cash, for order, for work! The audio is as cheap as the feed is grand! The album refuses the glamour of critique! It will not put on the robes of a concept! It stands there like a note shoved under a door! It reminds you that a sacred wave can't happen on a plastic instrument! It refuses to flatter political feelings!
Accusation of bad taste and invites it inside. Beta Tales thought allows you to read that choice without running to the referee.
Bad taste can be a gate to the sacred because it disobeys the etiquette of improvement.
The album becomes a little feast of wrongness shared by whoever stays long enough.